Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Learning Masechtas Day and Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. The Amud starts with Din, with the Mishnah said, "En Chaychin Es Apsila." Can't cut a wick. If you want to make from one wick into 2 wicks, can't cut a wick into 2 pots. And if Yudah says, "Chaycha Ba'ar," you could cut it with fire. And the Maris Akasha, Maishna Masakin, the Kamasakin Mana. Why do we say that you can't cut it with a knife? Because that's tikkun mana. Bar nami ka misakim mana. When you cut it with fire, also it's misakim mana. So tani abchia chaycha ba'ar b'fi shtei neiris. You put the 1 wick into 2 neiris, and then you make a fire in between, and then the wick will split into 2, and you'll have 2 neiris that are lit. And Rashi explains, why isn't that misakim mana? Dolei mucha dolei tikkuni mana ka'asi. Ela adlaka ba'alma. Doesn't look like you're trying to misakim mana. You're just doing it for lighting. Dice dice is not mamisha misakim mana. So if it's not muchach, you don't see the tikkun mana. Chazal amekel. Shainim bring the Yerushalmi that it's only mut if you need both neiris. If you take it 1, 2 neiris, and you want a wick in each one, you have 1 wick. You can put it in between the 2 neiris, and you can light the 2 neiris. But let's say you don't want both neiris. Right? So then the Yerushalmi is saying that it would be asur. The Shulchan Aruch also passes that way. Why is it asur if you don't need both neiris? The Mishnah Berurah says because that's right to muchach that you're doing the tikkuni mana. If the pshat is you want both neiris, so it looks like you're lighting 2 neiris, but if you only need 1 neir, so why do you light the other neir? Vice dice, you're trying to separate the wick. That's right to muchach to tikkuni mana. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Now the Paiskim, the Rif, and the Rambam, they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's mutter, like we said, the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that way. The Rosh is bothered because the Mishnah is a little mashma that the Chachamim argue. The Mishnah says, "Ein chaychen es apsil l'shtayim." Rabbi Yehuda omer chaychen ba'ar. Sounds like the Tanakama holds, period, you can't be chaytich. So why do you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda connected the Tanakama? So it's a good shaila. The Beis Yosef says, because then the next Gemara of Tani Bar Kapara, Vav Dvarim Nemru B'Psila, Tani Bar Kapara, his Mashmi is telling you Allah Chol Namaisa, he's saying the Brice is Stam, so that's why we pass him that way. Also the Be'alacha discusses, Chaycha Ba'ar, Chaycha very often means with a kli, with the scissors. What about if you're ripping it? Usually when you're ripping it, it says Kaira. Right? If you're cutting it with your hand, it usually you wouldn't use the word Chitoch. Chitoch usually means with a kli. So Azai, if the Mishnah would just say in Chaychen Esav Sila L'Shtayim, you would think that means Dafka with a scissors or a knife. So Azai claimed the Mishnah Berurah, but he says it's not Mashma that way because the only Eitz that the Gemara gives is Chaycha Ba'ar. There, it's not Muchach, it's the Kunei Mana. It's Mashma if you're doing it B'yad, and then it would be Muchach, it's Kunei Mana, it would be Asir. So he claims the Shaila, but Pashtus it's Asir, but he says, but the Rambam's Mefurish that it's Mutter. The Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnah, he says, "V'leich chaychen eisel l'shnayim b'kli." Perik dal alach hazayin al chazyamdif, and that's klar b'yad is mutter. And where did the Ram get it from? Because of the 6 things that Bar Kapara said, the 3 of them to be mekel, one of them was memacha b'yad. What does it mean memacha b'yad? Normally, you think it means to squash it to make it a little bit better. But the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says clean out that way. The Rambam says v'asa chatichas psila b'sakan ibn Mitzrayim. Again, he's saying with a kli, with a knife or a scissor, b'sakan manu ulamacha biyad mutter. Sounds like he holds ulamacha biyad means to cut it with your hand. So he says maybe the Rambam says shitasig. That's his teaching ulamacha biyad. Maybe other Rishonim that hold not that way. I'm not sure. Rashi just says tikkun kalach yad. He doesn't explain exactly what it is. He says, maybe other mefarshim that say not the way, but all not the way. But he says, he brings Rabbein Yeruchim, that's Matthew. The Maisi, he blinds with the Tzarech Ian, if it's only B'kli, even B'yat. Good, now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara discusses a sugya, at least according to some Rishonim, Vaita in the sugya of Machshirin. The Mishnah says, among other things, Ein Gorfim Taner V'Kirayim. You can't clean out an oven. Clean out from what? Rashi says, if let's say things fell into the oven from the insulation that you put up, the cement that you're holding together the oven, so why the misakin manahu? Blaiz Misakamana, and he explains, Asikar Rabbanan da Mashiach HaNefesh Asiri. And it goes like the Rabbanan that Mashiach HaNefesh is Asir. And then the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Naitam Mishin the Gemsakamana, that's why it's Asir. Then go for that, okay? And Tanir Abchir Be'ezif Kamadev Nachman, Im Yev Shalefais, Elim Ken Garfay Mutter. If you can't bake without cleaning it out, then it's Mutter. And Rashi says, Kerev Yehuda. So Rashi says, the Mishnah is answering like the Rabbanan. Misakamana, and the Gemara that says it's mutter meif shalefes elam ken garfay, that's Rabbi Yehuda. It's arguing the Brisa and the Mishnah. In the Machlokes, the Mishnah and the Brisa. And then the Gemara says that Abchiah's wife and the brick fell into the tanner on Yom Tov, and Abchiah told to make sure to make me bread and make sure that anarif demalia sabina, and Rava told his servant to be very careful with the duck that you're roasting, that it shouldn't burn. So you see that they will matter to matter kind of a crime, and Rashi says it goes to Rabbi Yehuda that Mashiach al Nefesh is mutter. Now the Rishayim, the Rabbanim Lachamis in particular, and Daf Chavezim and Aleph, has a shaila, the three sugyas that seem to say three different sakim about Machshir. The sugya Chavezim and Aleph, way back, has a question: are you allowed to extinguish a candle if it's necessary for Davar Acher? Fetashmish Amita, are you allowed to extinguish the candle? And the Gemara says you're not. You could have other etzes, you could go to a different room, you could make a mechitza, you could be kaif a kli, but if you can't do that, too bad. It's aser. So Gemara in Akasha, the Brisa says you are allowed to extinguish a log in order that it shouldn't smoke up the house or smoke up the pot. And the Gemara says, well, that goes like a Yehuda. I'm telling you like the Rabbanan. And then the Moshe brings the other Shaila, are you allowed to put out a fire? If the house goes on fire on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it out? If it's a Sakan, of course you're allowed to, but if it's just Ibn Mammon. So Moshe says, it's Aser. Same question, you're not going to have a house to live in. That's already like a Tzayu Chaychal Nefesh, but it's Machshirin. So Moshe says, according to Behuda, that will be according to Behuda, you're allowed to extinguish the log, the house shouldn't smoke up, so who would then you be allowed to put out the fire in the house? I'm going like the Rabbanan. So that sugya sounds like, we go like the Rabbanan, and Machshirim are Asir. It's Asir to put out an air for Tashmish Amita. It's Asir to extinguish a log so that the house or the pot shouldn't get smoked up. It's Asir to put out a fire in order to save the house. That's the first sugya. Dafka Bezim and Aleph, and they're unequivocally Asir. Then we had a sugya a little bit before the sugya, Dafka Chesim and Bez, the sugya about sharpening knives and about preparing spits. And there the Gemara goes like Rabbi Yehuda. There the Gemara's pasuk is like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara says, Halacha v'ein mayrin kein. Halacha v'ein mayrin kein. He was sharpening his knife on a basket. And he asked him, are you sharpening or just removing grease? And he said, I'm removing grease. But I understood from him that he was really sharpening it. And why didn't he tell me he was sharpening? Because Halacha v'ein mayrin kein. That's the Halacha. You don't have to stop anyone from doing it. If anyone knows the Halacha, you can do it. You can pasken that way. So that's the second thing. On the after of days, we said Asr. On the after of Ches, we said Halacha Ve'emayrin Kein. And then in our sugya, which is also Machshirin, about cleaning out the tanner, we say it's Mutter. It was Mayrin Kein. He told his wife. Rava told the servant. So what's going on? As I factor Ramban and Melchamis on earlier on the after of days and Aleph. So after Ramban, I guess me the Raisa we pass him like a Behuda. But the Chachamim weren't saymich on it in all cases. It depends. If we're not discussing real Eichel Nefesh, we're discussing Tashmish Amita, we're discussing saving the house, that's not real Eichel Nefesh. So then, even though Rabbi Yehuda would hold that anything which is Deichel Yantav, Machshirim, also Deichel Yantav, we don't bask in that way. If it's not Eichel Nefesh, it's just that the house shouldn't get smoky because he needs a place to eat or the kalim that he needs to eat. On Tashemita, that's all not Echel Nefesh. And then we're not Matam Makshir, we say Asr. In our sugya, it's Echel Nefesh Mamish. You have to bake bread. You need food. It's for food. If it's for food preparation, actual food preparation, then Makshir Mamutter and even Mayrin Kein. So what do we do with the sugya in Afchav Chesim Beis? He says, there, you don't need it so much. An oven is necessary. An oven is a necessity. Without an oven, you can't live. Can't prepare food, at least. And Mamela, it's Mutter. A knife, you could always borrow a knife. So there, they weren't making so much, they were matter with the shinui. They said, Allah, they marrying Cain. It's not such a problem of Simchas Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban says in Lechamis, and the Rajman around also bring that. So it's one mahalach in the Rishayim. that machshirin wheat is mutter. Sometimes they said it was also when it's not negayet to echel nefesh. That's the Gemara Chavdeis. Negayet to smoking up the house, atash shemitah. Sometimes they said it's mutter legami when it's negayet to echel nefesh and it's a necessity. That's our sugya. When it's negayet to echel nefesh and it's not a real necessity, halacha veimer and kain. That's the sheet of the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Rav. Now, in the sugya early on the Afkav Beis, there's another mahalach, the Baal Amar, and also the first teres of the Teis in Rosh also go with that mahalach. They say when the Gemara there said Asr, the reason why he said Asr was because Ein Meirin Kein. It's not a stira, the Gemara of Beis, that says by Tash Shemitah, and by putting out fire so that your house shouldn't get destroyed, or putting out a log so the house shouldn't get smoky, it says Asr, that fits with Ein Meirin Kein. Asr means Ein Meirin Kein. It's really Mutter Mikra Adin. But how do we paskin? We paskin Asr. That's Halacha Ein Meirin Kein. That's the Baal Amar. And that's the first teres of the Taisis and the Rosh. The Taisis and the Rosh second teres seems similar to the Ramban. That since it's not Echel Nefesh Mamish, they were more Machmir. That's like the Ramban's teres. So that's another Mahalach. That we're not Mechalik between different types of Machshirin. The Halacha is Halacha Veimar and Kain. The first teres of Taisis and the Rosh, the second teres of Taisis and the Rosh is saying we're Mechalik. That Echel Nefesh Mamish we're passing its Mutter, but there's not Echel Nefesh Mamish. But the first teres is, in both cases are the same. We paskin halacha. The halacha is that it's mutter. The Emarin came. We don't paskin that it's mutter. Emarin came. Now there's one other mahalach, the Magen Mishnah. When he holds the Rif in the Rambam, he holds in the Rif in the Rambam that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And we mentioned this earlier on Daf Chesim and Beis, that they hold, the Magen Mishnah is learning up, and the Rambam is more that way, that this Emarin came is just Emarin that you could sharpen the knife on wood, on a mashkez shel eitz. That's why it's Emer and Kain, because you might sharpen it with a mashkez shel eitz. Mashkez shel eitz is aser mikir adin, and a mashkez shel eitz is aser, that's Emer and Kain. So the Magen Mishnah learns up in the Rambam that we paskin makshir ma'aser. Happens to be Chazal allowed you to use, it's kalacha yad, it's not a real tikkun mana, they allowed you to use a mashkez shel eitz, and that's Emer and Kain. But as far as Yehuda, it's not halacha altogether. We pass like the Rabbana. So according to that, it's very good, the sugya earlier, on Daf Chavezim and Aleph, that of course you can't be mechabed the ner b'nei davar acher or mechabed the bekash le'asher nebais, because you pass like the Rabbana. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is, and there's a problem with the Magen Mishnah, lefi the Rambam and the Rith, and it's a problem with the Baal Amar, and the first days of Teis in the Rosh. If you're going to say that there's no chiluk between machshirin, and the Gemara on Chav Beis either means when it says Aser Halacha Ve'emer and Kain, or it's Taka Aser, we pass like the Rabbanan, and the Gemara on Chav Chesim Beis is Mutter even according to the Rabbanan because it's with the Shina, and that's Emer and Kain. Either way you want to learn, but what do you do with that Gemara? That Gemara says that Grafis Tana V'Karayim is Mutter when you can't be Eifa without it. That seems to be clearly that Machshirim is Mutter. So what do we do? The Teretz is, according to the Baal Amar, and according to the first Teretz of Taisus and the Rosh, and according to the Rambam, according to the last of Magen Mishnah, this Gemara is not Tumma Makshir. The gravest Tana V'Krayim in this Gemara is not a Malacha altogether. And as they state in the Rosh over here says like this, Hach Grefer D'Shmaitzim Mayer Kishnafel L'Teich HaTanim and the Tveil of the Teich Shal Tanim. That's like what Rashi said also, the Tveil and the Teich fell into the Tanim. And he says, "Vein sar kol kach of a grave as well shall he pass no shliga pass shliga b'tzliv yechrech." You really don't need the grave for so much. The tanner is in full working order. What do you need it for? Because otherwise it's going to get messed up. The pass won't be nice. It will touch the pass. The pass will get black. The tzli will get black. I feel lucky to rule why she'ein bela is a tiltul ba'alma. So the Rosh is saying that our Gemara, since the oven works without it, and the whole grave is only for the purpose of making the pass nice and making the tzli nice, so kundes is not a malacha altogether. It's embel is a tilt of alma. Problem is, what do we do with the Gemara in Lechem Chesem and Beis? The Gemara there says, "Darish of chista v'teimer av Yosef, echad sakin shenif gemar, v'echad shput shenirsev, echad greifus taner v'kirayim beyantiv." Mano machayik shvidim rabbana. So you see that greifus taner v'kirayim beyantiv is a malacha. So it sounds like the Rosh is saying, "Our sugya." It's Tumah the Tich and the Tefillah came in, And that's not a malacha. That sugya is a malacha. I'm not sure exactly what that sugya is talking about. But there's a chiluk in our sugya and that sugya. So kumta is like this. According to these Rishayim again, according to the Milchamis, and the Rajman and the Ran that bring the Milchamis, and the second Teres of Taisus and the Rosh, there are different types of makshir. When it's negay to Eichel Nefesh Mamish, when it's not negay to Eichel Nefesh at all, we paskin that it's Asr. When it's negay to Eichel Nefesh Mamish, if it's necessary, our Suga, we paskin it's Mutter. If it's not as necessary, Suga of Chesar Veiz, we paskin Lachem Eimarin King. But according to the Baal Amar, and the first Teres of Taisus and the Rosh, and the Rambam, according to the Magen Mishnah, there's no difference in makshir. All makshirim are either asr, or all makshirim malacha ve'emar and kain. So what's pshat in our sugya? Our sugya is not a malacha altogether. What do we do with the Gemara there that says the great festan of the Kirayim is a machalikish of Yudin the Rabbanan? That's a different great festan of the Kirayim than our sugya. You see, Rashi was learning in our Gemara, ain't great festan of the Kirayim, Rashi says, goes like the Rabbanan. And in Ev Shalefes Elam can Garfim Mut, the Rashi says it goes like a Behuda. The Dimish is arguing the Baisa. The Rosh and the Rambam aren't learning that way. The Rosh and the Rambam are learning, it's one thing. If you could bake without it, you don't do it because it's a Tircha. And if you can bake without it, you do it. But the Grave is not a Malacha altogether. But the Mishnah, nothing's a Behuda, nothing's a Rabbanan. It's Tam a Tircha, and there's no Masak and Mana here. And then we're Matit a Tircha, if it will be difficult to bake without it. Now there's an afkamina lahalacha, because the Rashman of Eitz HaKadosh says that grave for Satan is only mutter for fell on Yomtiv, because it has to be Evshem Yasmal. Magen Avraham says even if fell on Erev Yomtiv, you didn't know about it, it's also called the Evshem Yasmal. But let's say he could have done it on Erev Yomtiv, it's Osir. But that works l'shitasei. If you hold this sugi is Toman HaMalacha, like Rashi says, it's Mesak Emana. And the Heter is of Yehuda, like the Ramban on Lechamis hold, like the Rashman and the Ran. So Mimela, of course, it's only mut if you couldn't do an Erev Yomtiv. Rabbi Yehuda, it's a first Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda only holds a Machshir when it's the Evshem Erev Yomtiv. But if you hold, like the Magen Mishnah B'Dasa Rambam, that we paskin like the Rabbanan, or like the Baal Amar, and the first time it says in Rosh, we paskin all the time Malacha V'Erin Kain, so what's the pshat in our sugya? You have to say our sugya is B'chalman HaMalacha. So then, even if it was, you could have done an Erev Yomtiv, it's mutter. It's not doing Machshirim. And then I found the Bi'alacha, Mamish says all this rate. The Bi'alacha asks this kasha. Because the Magen Mishnah says this in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says in the Rambam, he brings down the Rashba. The Magen Mishnah brings the Rashba that says that Grave Fistan is only mutter when you couldn't do it yesterday. He says, but the Rambam is not Mechalik. Teres is Pashit. The Rambam can't hold that way. The Rambam doesn't pass like a Buddha according to the Magen Mishnah. Obviously, the Rambam holds that there's no Malacha. If there's no Malacha, then it's mutter even if it's Efshem Mesmo. So I sort of be Alacha Mamish asks his kasha on the Magen Mishnah, like we're asking, how could you say gravest time of a crime is not a malacha when the Gemara and the Afchav Chesu and Beis says gravest time of a crime is a pluk derbid of Rabbanan? And it brings the Teretz, v'shem agoyin of Yenison, the Pirush Alachos Yantiv, I couldn't find the Pirush, I think it means Rabbi Yenison Aibshitz, that's talking about a different gravest time. That gravest time is Makiv Abadish. Here we're talking about a different gravest time. And he says, the El Shama says it, and the Rosh Yosef Rader Usai Sur says it. So Kama Achreinim say this Vart. And this Vart is specifically in the Rishayim that hold that all Machshirim are Asr. So the male of this Gemara has to be Tumasana Malacha. I have the Gemara earlier says, Gravest Tan of a Kriyim is a Machlekes Rudir Bana. You have to make two different Gravest Tan of a Kriyim. As they bring to be Alacha from Rabbi Yenison, and the El Shama, and as they state the Rosh Yosef. The Maisa to be Alacha Paskins like the other Rishayim, that when it's Efshim Erev Yantif, it's Taka Asr, he's Machmel like another Rishayim, he wants to say in the Rambam, most of these players that the Rambam means that, not like the Magen Mishnah. But that's the two Malachim in the Sugya. Now the Gemara goes Vaita, the Gemara discusses using mud to insulate your tanner. The Gemara said that Ravina told him, Ashi, Rav Achim Hutzel told him that you insulate your tanner with mud, you shmei mud on it. He said that I get the mud from the racks of the paris. It's not a problem to gibel to make the mud on Yantif, because I don't make the mud on Yantif. It's there's plenty of mud there on the ricks of the paris, but it has to be that you set it aside from the day before. Then Ravina says with kit mashari, ashes are mutter. Rashi says in the Rif Russo that enichanami you can take offer and make the mud from dirt. And make mud out of it, because that's going to be a gibel. That's going to be Lisha. But ashes is Lav Bar Gibel. It doesn't really make a paste. It's Lav Bar Gibel. And Mimela, it's not a problem of Lush. So Teresa has a kasha, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Afechesim, before that Eifer is also a problem. So Rabbi Natam learns that the Eifer that you're dealing with is without Gibel. You're just taking the ashes alone, insulating the Tana with ashes, or you already did the Gibel from the day before. Right? So Rashi and the Riv say it means that you're mixing the Eifer with water and using it, and they say Lav Bar Gibel. And Teresa says, no, of course it's Lush by ashes. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos. Shaz, you didn't do Gibel with it. But the problem with the Rabbeinu Tam is, like the Rajba asks, so why does he switch to Afer? Afer also be mutter. The chilek isn't between Afer and Afer. The chilek is between if you're mixing it with water, or you did it the day before, or you do it without mixing it with water, and that'll be mutter by Afer also. So the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Tam that by Afer, even if you didn't mix it with water, it's also Shemi and Mereach. But both the Rosh and the Rajba ask, there's no Shemi and Mereach, otherwise, even when you have the racks of the parts, also you should have a problem with Shemi and Mareach. So that's a good kasha in the Bein Tam. I don't have the teretz. But there's two mahalchim why Afer is mutter. There's two mahalchim and an answer to Taisa's kasha that it says it's about Gibel. The Rajba, and he's not saying this in Rashi and the Rif, he's saying it on his own thing, that the difference is that by Afer, you could be Megabal Me'esmo. He's also learning his Mechshir. And he says, what's wrong with making the Afer? It's Makshirim. So it's Makshirim. So if you could do a Me'asmol, so then you have to do a Me'asmol. It's Aser. If you can't, then it's Makshirim Shehav Shemesmol. So it's Mutter. So that's the Chilek. By Afar, it's the Shemesmol. Because if you would go and make the mud, make the paste from the Afar Me'asmol, it will still be around. So Memela, you have to do it before Yamtif. But by Afer, you can't. If you would go and try to make a paste out of Afer before Yom Tov, it won't last. It'll dry up. So that's why you could do it on Yom Tov. That's the Rashi's Mahalach. But that's not like Rashi and the Rif that both say it's La Bar Gibel. He's saying it is a Bar Gibel, just you let it be Megabel because it's Yav Shem Yasmo. So the Ran and the Ra'ah hold that this thing is not called Makshirim. I'm not 100% sure the Pshat in that. But the Ran and the Ra'ah say that when you go and Yuma Mareach an oven, that's called Eichel Nefesh. That's like lining up the oven. So, even being Megabal advice, they hold, even going and making the Lisha here, that's not Machshirim. That's like Havara Gufe. It's Meshama de Chaim, and the male it's Mutta, even if it's Hashem Asmo. So, what's the Pshat that it's Asa to be Megabal? If it's Eichel Nefesh, so what's the Isser? So he says, that's the Isser de Rabbanan, because it looks like you're making a binyan. It's like Uvda de Chayil, it looks like you're making cement for a binyan. But Afer, which is not a Bar Gibel, so you don't have the Issa, it doesn't look like you're making cement for a binyan. If there would be an Issa Lisha, there'd be an Issa Lisha on Afer also. But since there's no Issa Lisha, it's Eichel Nefesh. It's not even Machshirin. Even if it's Efshem Esmol, it's Mutter. It's Eichel Nefesh Mamish. What's the problem with making the Afer? The problem with making the Tin out of Afer is because it looks like it's Midar Abana. It's magically like you're making a Gibel a binyan by the Afer, Kipman Shari. It's not something you'll make for a binyan. It doesn't mean that it's not Lisha. It's not something you'll make for a binyan and memel it's mutter. So one final inyan. The Mishnah talks about putting together two chavyeis, makif and shtei chavyeis, to put a pan on top of them. And that's a problem of ohel. And if Nachman had said that avanim shel beis hakiseh mutter letzanedim biyantif, you'll have to put together two big stones that you should sit on it to use it for a beis hakiseh with a space in the middle. And the Gemara's kasha was, so what's the difference in that and putting together the two chavis? And the Gemara says, are you making an oil? And are you not making an oil? So I think we ask the following question. Amalei rabba zuta l'ravashi. Elamayat abanet staba b'yantiv do'yavit oilo. Hachanami d'shtoy. If you're making a stage on yantiv, you're not making an oil. Would that also be mutter? So the Gemara answered, Amalei, hasam binyan kavua asr teira. Binyan arai loy asr teira. The Torah only asks it to make a permanent structure, but not a temporary structure. The gazer abanan a binyan arai mish a binyan kavat, and the rabbanan will gazer on a binyan arai exerim because of a binyan kavat. The achim shen kvayd the gazer abanan he had covered a brius, and they weren't gazer. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, and the end is in Mishin Yud Beis. Now, the Bialach in the beginning of Simin Shin Tezvav asked the following question. There, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's an issur to make an oil arai. What's an oil arai? Only a roof, but mechitzas amutter. A mechitza is only asur when you're making it to be mat to something, like for sukkah or to be mat to tiltum. But otherwise, you're allowed to make a mechitza arai. So, frankly, be halacha, here it says you can't make a binyan arai. It's only mutim mishum kvaydei. And there it says you could make a mechitza arai. What's the difference between a binyan arai, which is mavur here that it's asur, and a mechitza arai, which in Shin Tes Vav it says it's mutter? So he writes two malachim. The first malach is, this is made out of stone. Stone is a building material. Stone is a derech binyan. There we're talking about a mechitza. It's made from a curtain. It's made with a mat. It's not a binyan material. But then we'll come out of big chumrah. That even if you're making a temporary mechitza, it depends. If you make a temporary mechitza out of material that you don't use for a permanent mechitza, like a curtain or a mat, then it's mutter. But if you can make a temporary mechitza out of stones or bricks, it'll be aser, even though the mechitza is only a temporary mechitza. But then he says another mahalach, that if the purpose of the structure is a mechitza, meaning a divider, something to separate two rishuyas, there, if it's temporary, it's mutter. When you're setting up stones, there, you're using the stones. You're sitting on the stones. That's itstaba. That's the Gemara's lashon. Very different than a mechitza. Mechitza is not as chashiv. A mechitza, which is arai, is mutter. But a binyan arai is aser. And a mechitza is not a binyan because it doesn't have kashivas. It's not being used by itself. It's just using to as a divider to separate two things. And then it's mutter as long as it's arai. But here we're talking about it's a stab. It's making a stage. So male, that will be aser. If not because of covered abuse. So male, the feed the second malach, if what you're making is only a mechitza, even if you're making it out of stones, but if you're moving a stone, let's say, to be a mechitza between two places, you're not using the stone, that'll be mutter, as even if it's made out of stone, as long as it's arai. Those are the two mahalchim and the bi'alachim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.